So there'll be lots of tired people today, I think. But you're very welcome. And now I'm going to ask Claire and her family to come up and light the Advent candle.
As we light our centre candle, we thank you, Jesus, for coming to be at the centre of our lives. We are ready to welcome you as our Saviour, Emmanuel, God with us. Light of the world, shine on us. Light of the world, shine through us. Light of the world, light the way.
And now I'm going to hand you over to Ken, who is going to lead our service this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas. Now, I just want to check, we're all here for the right reason. What is today?
Christmas.
You sure? Good, okay. It's Christmas Day, okay. What is Christmas Day all about? Presents, yeah. Any present or a special present? What's a special present? So Jesus was given as a gift to us, a present at Christmas. But you're quite right, we celebrate that by things like presents. What else do we use to celebrate Christmas? Food, quite right. Top of my list, actually. Anything else? Decorations.
Carols.
Carols. Keep going. You missed out two of my important things yet.
Money.
Lights.
Lights.
Okay, yeah. Nearly got the right word.
Thanksgiving.
Something going to be D. Decorations. What would our houses be like without the decorations? And what would they like without the other one beginning with a V? Visitors. They come from all over the world and land on us, and we all celebrate together Christmas, the gift of Jesus. So it's happy birthday to Jesus today. But here's the trick question. What else has a birthday today? This thing is 1,687 years old. Older even than me. 1,687. What has a birthday today? Not the church, no. Church was before that, wasn't it? It's, sorry? The world? It feels like it at times, but no. It's actually Christmas Day. Because for 336 years, you held Christmas when you wanted to. Any time in the year. But from the year 336, it was fixed on December the 25th. Isn't that wonderful? So happy birthday, Christmas Day. Right. We have presents. We undo our presents. They're a sign of people's love for us. Now, you should all have with you a present to open. I've got mine here. Who else has got a present with them to open? Right, now is the time. open your presents, see what you've been given. Are they good? What have you got? Chocolates. It'll still go down right at the end. Look what my wife's given me. Brussels sprouts. Chocolate filled Brussels sprouts. She might tell you what I've given her. Sorry? You've forgotten it? It was a carton of PVA glue. Thought you needed some. So we've got lots of presents. We've got a lot to celebrate. We're going to sing. And as we do that, we're going to parade our jumpers. We're going to sing the hymn, Come and Join the Celebration. Now, I want a couple of people to help me to do this properly. Can you help me? Can you come and help me? Right. The words say, come and join the celebration, as if you're inviting people to join you. So what we're going to do is I'll ask these to act as our leaders. Come on, come on. They're going to beckon you, come and join. So whenever you hear the chorus, come and join the celebration, they'll be encouraging you to stand up and to start to walk around the church. That way, okay? When we get to the verse, we stay still, sing the verse, it'll be on the screen. Then we start to walk again whenever we come back to the chorus, okay? So you know about come and join. How do you say to people, come? Come on, come on. Beckon them, call them. Come and join the celebration. We're going to go that way. Oh, yes, Christmas hats must go on. Oh, by the way, that's a point. Is anybody without a Christmas hat? There are a few spare ones here, if you'd like. There's also a spare Santa beard and a Santa tie as well. If you want one, come and grab it. Good for you. I detect some very good Christmas jumpers. We've said that this is a time of giving of presents, especially the giving of Jesus. So we're going to say some thanks now. Thanks for the gifts of all sorts that we receive. Let us pray. We give thanks, O Lord, for this lovely day, for the sense of fellowship and friendship we find. We give thanks for companionship, for laughter, for cards, for games, for visitors, for food, for music, for entertainment. We give thanks for the knowledge and demonstration of the love of God, a God shared with all people, a God given to the earth. We give thanks for Jesus, the gift unspeakable. We give thanks. Lord, may the spirit of Christmas live on throughout the year. May it not be just for Christmas, but for every day. We celebrate and give thanks. Amen. Now, we're going to try something else different today. We're going to have our reading. It's going to be on the screen. And we haven't got a Bible reader. Okay? You are going to do the reading. You are. The reading is divided into three parts. Your part one, your part two, and your part three. When your part comes on the screen, I want you all to join together and read the Bible lesson that's on the screen. It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. But when we've finished, we all will say verse 14 again at the end, and you'll see why. Okay? So, this is group one. You see your numbers at the top there. You begin and set us off. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place there in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news, great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child, two bands of cloth, and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them, so group three, okay, when the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Altogether, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom he favours. Very good. I think we must try that again sometime. Have you thought how much movement there is at Christmas? How many journeys? Who can tell me what journeys took place over the Christmas period? The shepherds. Where did they go?
To see Jesus.
So they went from where they were into Bethlehem. Yes? Okay. Who else had a journey? Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
The three kings
from wherever it was, where did they go to?
Bethlehem.
No, not to start with. To see the King Herod in Jerusalem. Then they journeyed to Bethlehem, didn't they? Any other journeys take place?
The angels.
They came from everywhere to everywhere, didn't they? I wonder what their mileage was. Any other journeys?
Star.
The star had a reasonable journey as well, didn't it? Yes, zooming across the sky.
The donkey.
The donkey had a rough time, didn't it? If it was a donkey, we don't know, it doesn't say. They could have had to walk all the way. Anything else? One other I was thinking of.
The shepherds
left Bethlehem and went to announce, didn't they? So they had a journey. And there's the journey into Egypt, wasn't there, by the Holy Family to avoid Herod, who was what we would call a nasty piece of work. Okay, lots of journeys. There's a lot of uncertainty at Christmas. Will they find somewhere to rest? Will they avoid Herod? Will they be safe? Will the baby be looked after? Lots of questions being asked. And something else a bit strange about Christmas, that the manger was a scene of people of all different sorts coming to worship. You just think of it. There were the high men like the wise men. They were quite smart, well off, brain boxes. Do you know the word magi gives our word magic? That's where it comes from originally. So they were magicians and they came. Who else came? Shepherds. Who would like to be a friend of a shepherd? I'll rephrase that. Who would not like to be a friend of a shepherd? Why not? What was wrong with the shepherds?
They were hardly ever home.
Sorry?
They were hardly ever home.
That's a good thing. They lived out in the fields. If you spend all your time with sheep, shall we say, it rubs off on you. And I bet the stable was full of, shall we say, interesting odours. But the stable would be warm because the breath of the animals would give them their version of central heating. That's the best you could get. Would you like to live in a house where all the central heating was done by having a sheep? Would that be a good idea? No. It's all they had, though. But it also reminds us that all people are welcome at Jesus' birth. Everybody, whoever you are, whatever your background, whatever your life, whatever you've done in the past, whatever you are planning and so on, you are welcome at Jesus' birth. He loves everybody and came for everybody. Right, we're going to sing. Some of you have been listening to the group warming up, if that's the right phrase. We're going to sing our next song, and you are honoured, I think, because this is the first time it's ever been sung. This is the world premiere. Ooh, ooh. And it's to a tune that some of you will know, the old music hall tune, Daisy Daisy. Okay? The words will be on the screen. Let's just see how it goes, shall we? Just for you. You can clap yourself. Welcome. Welcome. The family was travelling and didn't know where they could rest. Our Posada has been on a journey around the congregation. It set off at the beginning of Advent and now is coming to rest here. At each stage we were celebrating or reminding ourselves that Jesus wanted a place to rest, to be peaceful, to be born. And we, each time as we've gone through the list of people, have welcomed Jesus into our homes and our lives and then passed him on to other people. So we didn't keep him to ourselves, but shared him with others. So now, it's like sort of an acted parable, really, isn't it, in a way? Anyway, we're now going to have our Posada delivered to us after its long, long journey by the Anyigbu family, and they've got things to say as well. Come and show us.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sorry. It's okay, don't worry. I wasn't expecting that. It's okay.
I'll respond.
You do this response, okay?
And also to you.
We bring good news of great joy, a joy to be shared by all people. For very soon is to be born in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find him laying in a manger.
Thanks be to God. Should we place the figures? Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light no darkness can hide. And the shepherds kept watch by night. We'll have a reading.
Saint Luke 2, verse 8 to 14, shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, watching over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favours."
Holy shine around there.
The darkness is not dark to you.
But bright is the day.
Let your light shatter the darkness.
And fill your heart.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to a city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Let us pray the last one together. As we welcome these crib figures into our homes
today, may we welcome Jesus Christ into our hearts and lives this Christmas.
Amen.
How many of you here had the Posada in their homes? Quite a lot of you. Good. Any of you got interesting stories to tell about it? No? Anybody want to make any interesting comments? No? Oh, good. Right. Have we got any pictures? I think we may. I think it would be good if anybody else has got pictures to send them in, and we'll add them to our collection. You may, some of you, like to print out a picture of the Posada in your home, and we could perhaps have a display down the side wall here. The point is that Jesus was looking for a home that was safe and peaceful, and he still is. That's why we at Haverhill we're pleased to welcome him into our homes. It's, as I say, an acted parable. We're offering a safe place for Jesus to be. We're offering a constant welcome, not just for today, but for the rest of our lives. What we're really saying is, here is Jesus made real, coming to live with us and showing us what God is like. We call that the incarnation, God in flesh appearing. So Heather's going to light the candles, we hope. First one represents God the Father as creator. God the Son, Jesus born among us. And God the Spirit, enlivening his people throughout the world. God living among us. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. We pray at this time for the reminder we get about this is a time of peace. The angels gave the message, God's peace on earth. May we open our hearts and lives for him to enter and follow him on his journeys wherever he leads us. And may lasting peace prevail on earth. In Ukraine, in the Holy Land, in Yemen, and other places. May we learn God's message of peace and love. Amid all the glitter and the enjoyment of Christmas, may we not forget those for whom this time is one of sorrow or fear. We pray for those who mourn or suffer trauma of any sort, that they may find the peace they crave, the real peace of the angel's words. God's peace on earth, which comes from an understanding of God's peaceful desire for all people. Amen. We now say together the Lord's Prayer, which will be on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to sing our final hymn now. It's a summary hymn of the whole of Christmas. See him lying on a bed of straw. Now, it's usually put in brackets after that. Calypso carol. It's got a calypso, cha-cha-cha, rhythm to it. And I shall be very disappointed if I don't see you dancing to it. Okay? You can dance yourself silly. Some of you may have to dance in your head only. I accept that. But if you could dance in any other way, please do. See him lying on a bed of straw. And nobody dared say cha-cha-cha at the end. Please be seated. This is obviously not quite the same as a normal Sunday collection, as you'll understand. But this bowl represents gifts that we give for the maintenance of God's message throughout the world. And we give thanks for all that people have done by generous giving throughout the years. Our benediction. We remember the devotion of the parents, the generosity of the wise men, the curiosity of the shepherds, and the peace of the angels. We go in love and peace to serve the Saviour. Amen. I know you are a generous group of people and you'll now want to wish everybody Happy Christmas. While you are doing that, a further hymn will appear on the screen. It's the one which you feel cheated if you haven't had it. O Come All Ye Faithful. Go in peace.